Welcome back into the KGGF studios here on this Wednesday morning as we continue our talks with the K-State Research and Extension agents Katie Townsend and Jacob Weber. And hopefully he's hung around, but we do have a caller here on the phone lines here, which we will get over to. Good morning, caller. Thank you for being patient with us. Did you have a question for Jacob or Katie? Oh, and it doesn't look like they hung around on us. But thank you again. Give us a call back if you do have a question, 620-251-6909 for either Jacob Weber or Katie Townsend. Before we went off to the break, of course, you can listen to this first segment online at kggfradio.com underneath the community tab, and there is the phone lines there. So it looks like we got them to call us right back. So we'll get right back over to it. And they dropped it again. So some issues here this morning. Apologies. We'll get you on at some point here. But Jacob, Katie, thanks again for joining us here on this Wednesday. Katie, right before we went to the break there, we had some camps that we've got coming up. Is there anything here within the next 30 days or so, or is it kind of all later on in the summertime?
No, it's all going to happen relatively in the next 30 days. So at the end of May, we go to Discovery Days, which is on K-State campus. Mm. And the kids go up and they try to mimic it like a college experience. The kids go up, they stay in the dorms, they eat at the cafeteria, and then they're responsible for getting themselves to their classes. And there's all different types. I know Jacob has taught some plant classes up there. I teach a techniques of tailgating and food safety class up there. So just a wide range of things. They do classes about being in college. They do classes about dating safety. It's a wide range, and the kids get a pick. So that's a unique one that happens here pretty quick. And then after that, we go to Sunny Hills up at Rock Springs 4-H Center. And the kids, that's the one that's like the typical camp that you see in the movies where you get a ride on horseback and go canoeing.
Nice.
Do all of those types of things.
The movie camp that you can see on there. So we do have a couple callers here. I kind of do want to get back into Discovery Days too. I really, really like that. But we do have a couple questions here on the line, so we'll try and get over to them. Good morning, caller. Hopefully we've connected with you. Do you have a question with Jacob or Katie this morning?
Jacob, please.
Okay, go on ahead.
I have some Epsom salt, and I can't remember what I was putting it on. What should I use the Epsom salt on?
Usually feet, soaking your feet. Okay, Epsom salts is magnesium sulfate, and but some folks like to put it on tomato plants. It does make the plants green, dark green, but unfortunately it doesn't do anything else. It doesn't increase tomato production or anything, and it doesn't give them the super ability to ward off diseases. The thing of it is magnesium is not a element that is in short supply in our soil, so adding more have very little benefit. There are folks who I'm sure disagree with that, and do have some anecdotal stories to tell about how great it works, but the truth of the matter is it's not necessary. It doesn't really do a lot of harm to the plants either, unless you overdose. So if you were going to apply Epsom salts to your garden, that would probably a safe dosage would be about 1 teaspoon per plant. And you could work that into the soil prior to planting, right in within the immediate area where you're going to put the plant in the ground. And that possibly would make you feel much better about yourself, that you've done something great for the plant. Now, better yet, just get yourself some water-soluble plant fertilizer, such as, for example, Miracle-Gro or some other equivalent brand. They all work the same. Mix up a solution according to label directions and just water your plant in with that, and it'll do just as much or even more. Well, it'll do much more for the plant because it'll provide some minerals that the plant will really get a good boost out of, especially a little bit of nitrogen, which is very beneficial for the plant. Epsom salts is something you can use, but you don't have to.
What about flowers?
About what?
Flowers?
Flowers.
Flowers. Same thing applies there. There's sufficient magnesium in the soil for those plants as well. Flowers, maybe back off a little bit on the nitrogen. Maybe if you're going to do the water-soluble solution, follow that, but then you don't have to do anything more than that. A very low dose of fertilizer for flowers, because high nitrogen tends to stimulate a lot of leaf growth and reduces the amount of flowers produced initially until the plant kind of catches up with itself and gets out of that juvenile growth phase that nitrogen tends to keep those plants in a juvenile form. Same thing applies for your tomatoes. Don't overdo it on the fertilizer.
Okay, and asparagus.
Asparagus benefits from high nitrogen fertilization. Asparagus should be fertilized prior to spear emergence, and again after harvest, after you're finished with harvest. Application rate, if you're using something, I would suggest a lawn fertilizer, a turf grass fertilizer, because asparagus is more like a turf grass. It really benefits from high nitrogen. Of course, if you're using a turf grass fertilizer, there's different formulations. Then there are formulations that have pesticides in them, such as weed killers and weed preventers. You do not want to use any type of fertilizer that has a pesticide in it for your vegetable garden, because that's off-label. It's not labeled for food crop use. So a fertilizer, for example, one that I typically recommend for gardens that have high phosphate levels would be one that has no phosphate, a 2905 analysis, works great. Application rate for asparagus, about 1 cup per 100 square foot of bed area. 1 cup per 100 square foot of bed area applied twice, one prior to spear emergence and a second time applied at the end of the harvest, and they should be watered in, irrigated into the soil. You're scratching it into the soil and turn the sprinkler on or let the rainfall soak that material down into the ground so that the asparagus plants can benefit from that. Okay?
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call this morning. And again, 620-251-6909 for any other questions for Jacob or Katie regarding around the garden or really anything like that. So, Katie, we'll get you back on these camps that are coming up. Discovery Days, this was something last year that I'd love to hear about. It's for the 4-H kids, I believe, but is it all age groups or which ages are going up?
It's for our teenagers.
Okay,
so,
that's what I figured. It's like a university feel, so
yes.
I wondered if we were going to have some young kiddos with that university feel, but more for the teenagers, okay.
Yeah, it's for the teenagers that go up. They love the responsibility or the opportunity to get themselves around campus, and we love it for them. They have to get themselves up, they have to get themselves to the cafeteria for breakfast, and then they have to walk to class. And there's agents and college kids that are counselors, and there's lots of people around to help direct them where they need to go, but they're kind of on their own, and I don't want that to scare parents, but it's actually a really good learning thing for them.
Oh, absolutely. And again, there's a lot of people around for them to ask questions for them to get direction around. So I'm sure, there's a lot of people up there to make sure that they're on the right track and things. So as for kids within 4-H, if they're interested, is it something they need to sign up for or get into? I mean, registration and reserve, how do they get involved with it?
Yeah, so camps for this year have closed. We're actually full.
Oh, stocked full.
Yeah,
wow.
We are full. We're taking a 15-passenger van and an 11-passenger van. We're also pulling a trailer just because we don't have room for luggage. Like, we are full for Discovery Days. Our bus to go to Sunny Hills 4-H camp holds 52 people. We have 49 kids, so
oh, wow.
We're gonna have just enough room to put the adults on the bus. Our camps are full, but that doesn't mean that we wouldn't take you next year. So call me at the extension office. We'll get you started in 4-H, and you can experience those things with us.
Yeah, again, it's something that you got to really be on top of. It sounds
yes.
like, my goodness, very popular with that, and rightfully so. Again, Discovery Day sounds like something that is first of all, all, very beneficial, especially for teenagers that are, you know, at the age of maybe doing that same thing within a couple of years, going to a university, having to be on their own and take those responsibilities in. So very neat. So those are all stocked up and things like that. Any other camps, courses, things like that you guys got going on for 4-H? I know fairs are probably somewhat into the summertime as well.
Yeah, we do two more camps that are fairly local. Well, three. One's over at Greenbush, which they do the typical Greenbush thing. They participate in leadership activities. They do the canoeing. They stay in cabins over there at Greenbush. We also do one locally here in Coffeyville at Cedar Bluff, up by the football stadiums. We bring our kids over. They're our middle-aged kids, so like 9 to 13. And we stay here in town at Cedar Bluff and do our own leadership activities and go to the Coffeyville pool and do those types of things. And then we just added one this year where we're taking our teenagers on a floating on leadership trip, and we're going to go down to Knoll, Missouri and float the river on rafts during the week, and then do leadership activities at our campsite, and they'll be staying in the cabins there, and some things along those lines. So there's lots of opportunities, but we are getting ready to roll into fair season, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning is how much we appreciate our communities, members, our businesses that support us through 4-H, because we've started asking for plaque sponsor donations. So at the county fair, a lot of times you'll see a kid with a big grand champion purple ribbon, and that kid is going to receive a plaque awarding them for all their hard work this year. And those are made possible by our local businesses and sponsors. And we really, there's way too many to list, but we sincerely appreciate them, appreciate them putting time into our kids, our future community members, and showing them what an involved community looks like.
Yeah, it was something that I was never very involved with, was 4-H as a kid, and it's just something that I, you know, didn't have a whole lot of information about, was never really, you know, surrounded by it, I guess, where I grew up. And then coming out here and seeing these programs, seeing these different things that you could be a part of, along with the fairs, the different items in and out, and it's many different things as well. It's not just, you know, life on the farm. It is so many, many different things that you could expect, and it's a great program. I've really enjoyed learning about 4-H, and it's good to see the community has some backing with it as well, all basically throughout the state, as well as here in southeastern Kansas. I'm sure you guys have experienced that type of give back. So, again, Katie Townsend and Jacob Weber here in studio with us. Katie, any final notes that you wanted to give for our listeners today, or just a big shout out for all the fair?
Yeah, big shout out to all the community members. And if you have kids that are interested in 4-H, give me a call at the Extension Office in Independence. That number is 620-331-2690. Or look us up on the internet, and we would be happy to help your family get started.
Well, there it is. Again, Jacob Weber and Katie Townsend in studio with us, speaking on behalf of the K-State Research and Extension offices. Jacob, looks like the next 7 days is going to be very similar. Lots and lots of rain for
everybody. We need some sunshine, but then we don't want to see this rain go away and not come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully it's not as just crazy rain, and we can talk a little bit more about growth in your garden next Wednesday.
Okay, very good.
About. Again, Jacob Weber, Katie Townsend, thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
thank you. 690 KGGF.